like only a one time thing. Whatever. Anybody knows, like all the other first dates, like under 40, 30. I think the first that I ever had was like at a Wendy's on like a school trip, dog. It was like $12.
Not the cow, bro. That was
yeah, I know. That was like when I was a kid.
Wagwan, my youth.
Come on.
Good morning, good night, and good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to ZViews Podcast. And we are coming from the hurricane state of Florida. I'm here with
Megan.
I'm RJ.
And we started this podcast because the bank now called me and I have no money in my account. Right? So we need money, we need sponsors, I need everything.
Yeah.
Right? So before we get started, let's run a little ad there. My dad.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Atlanta, Georgia.
Megan.
Hi.
Megan, I find you looking a little cute tonight. It's date night tonight, so it's Friday. I know you and the man have something planned, a little wine, a little shrimp, you know?
No. Stop.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
We are talking about if we as Gen Z's need college to be successful.
I think that's good. That's good. I mean, like nowadays, back in the day, it used to be like, yeah, you need college, but now it's getting a little bit almost 50-50. You know,
so. I think since we have, you know, real strict West Indian parents, right? They think college is the right way to go in life. But you see me, well, if I say something to my mom about that, she's like, oh, you wasted our money, send you across the other. Anyway, I don't think you need college because I know so many people online, even RJ, who's doing well without college, I'm playing.
I'm in college, bro.
I know.
I'm just doing work and college, bro.
You know, you remind me of my mom, you know. I don't know why.
Why?
Every time I say a joke, she takes it personal, like MJ.
Oh, gosh. Know? You have to take it personally, bro. That's why MJ's MJ, bro.
Hey.
Yeah, move on, bro.
Miss Megan, Miss Date Night Megan.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
I think that I don't think it's like 100% necessary anymore because there's so many other things that you can do. College doesn't have to be the only path. Like if you don't think you're academically inclined, if you don't like school, that's fine. There's other ways to make a living without having to pursue college and get a degree.
What she said.
Okay. I low-key think it's like, yeah, I'm going to stick with 50-50, yeah. Because there's definitely some stuff you need college for. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, RJ?
What do you mean, like what? Like
what?
Like, okay, let's say you want to be like a aerospace engineer or whatever it's called, right?
GBT. Yeah.
You're going to get astronauts killed if you do that, bro.
Did you see the, them, like the graduations that they have, like,
oh, yeah. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That's you're going to be in surgery. That's terrifying.
You're going to be in surgery in the future.
Yeah. And you search up a how-to video.
Just before you go to sleep, you see the surgeon, the chat GPT open real quick. It's wraps.
And then the what's the amnesia stuff they put on you? The
Anesthesia,
yeah, and then you're just not cold and that's the last memory you got before you go under.
But you do know the difference between anesthesia and amnesia, right?
Yes, I do. I just don't remember how to pronounce it.
What is it, RJ?
Amnesia is just memory loss and the other one is just getting put under from
You have amnesia? Seems like you do.
That's a nice question, bro.
Okay, the first question is, what does success even mean to you? and does college play a role in it?
That's a good question, you know. What does success mean to you, Becca?
I want to hear that one.
I think success means financial freedom to me, and like being comfortable with the amount of money that I have and being able to live comfortably. And I think, yes, for me, college plays a role in it, because I would like to finish my bachelor's and get my master's in order to do what I want to do and make the amount of money that I want to make. But like, that doesn't have to be the only option for someone.
This is like a personal question. Like, every person has like their own definition of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Audrey zone might be, you know,
just, yeah, you're gonna say so. You're gonna say some crap.
There's money on some knee braces, you know, or some Botox surgery to smooth down them wrinkles.
You dye your hair black?
Moving swiftly along. What does success mean to you, Mr. Audrey?
For me, I would say
doing your pension,
liking what I do, like being able to do what I want whenever I want, being able to help everyone around me, like just your whole family's set. You don't gotta worry because you're like able to do whatever you want for them. Just happiness, you know what I mean? I think that's success.
Yeah. And do you think college plays a role in that for you?
To a degree. I mean, you of course experience, it's like a tutorial kind of. It's like a little tutorial before life. It gets you sorted in all those sorts of ways, and then
what? How old are you? 45? You've been doing a tutorial for 45 years, bro. Like, that's crazy.
And then, okay. And let's say, I'm going to know what you said, bro. For like example, you got different career paths that you need to go to college for, man. If you're doing them like big engineering type of stuff, you can't go through that without, you can't go to that job without having an engineering degree, or else you're going to mess operations up. So that's my viewpoint.
Megan, what's your major?
Psychology.
Well, that explains a lot.
That explains what?
Anyway, what's the next question?
No, we're not moving on yet.
What's the next question before I call General G out?
General G.
General Z?
G.
Okay, next question is, do you feel pressure from family or society to go to college, even if you're unsure that it's right for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Dog, you see these parents we have?
We.
Yes, we.
We.
Listen, I did not ask to be on this earth. I did not ring them up and say, hey, birth me right now, so I could go to college. So why the hell are you pressuring me to go to college?
You know? I feel like there's a different way to go about that one.
Did you have another plan other than college?
Strip club.
Oh.
Yeah. Strip club, gamble, you know.
I think that's a pretty solid plan.
I know, right? What do you think, Audrey? What do you think about my plan?
Nothing could go wrong financially or any other sort of way. So yeah. I don't think you should go through that right now. You should drop out and just go straight.
I think so too. You should go for it.
I kind of like school.
You like school?
No, I just a
did it grow on you finally?
Yeah, because we at my school we got this pool. Every time I walk there, it's a bear gal.
Yeah, I got you, man.
This is what, Megan?
Nothing.
She probably knows exactly what pool you're talking about too.
Yeah, but there's only one pool.
That's crazy.
That's two pools.
Where? That's the swim team one. I wasn't counting that one.
Well, yeah, we got one pool, but it's a great place. That's the hot spot. Right from the calf.
Oh my god. Okay. And I think I just knew that I wanted to go to college, so I didn't really feel pressured in any way. Like, I knew that I wanted the experience for myself. I want a degree. I want to, like, do school. So I don't think I felt any pressure from my family or society to do it because I wanted to do it too. But I just, like, at the same time, I don't love school. Like, I don't like it all the time. I don't always want to do it. There's a lot of times where I'm, like, doing an assignment and I call my mom and, like, I want to drop out right now. Like, right this very second, you need to come pick me up.
Before, like, we get to RJ, right? Mommy, this is for you. My mom is going to be looking at this.
Okay.
I do enjoy going to school. So don't come at me after you see this episode, right? And say, oh, we wasting your money. You wasting our money. I enjoy my school, okay? And I like learning about finance. All right.
You're like learning about finance, but your preferred career is stripping and gambling?
It's not a career, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay. did you finish your set of words, Megan?
Yes, I'm done with my set of words. Okay.
And what was the question again? Because, like, I got thrown off by that one.
I'm
being serious.
Memory loss.
You feel pressure from family or society to go to college, even if you're unsure it's right for you?
I mean, a little bit. It's always like, you gotta go to, like, a solid college, make sure it's, like, good financially, you're on the right. Like, I had a lot of questions. When I first went into college, I went into journalism. Then I was like, yo, this is not it. Because, like, the first teacher I ever had for, like, that sort of class, like, he gave me his life story, and I was like, nah. I was like, I can't do it. Like, it was so bad. I was up the same day. I called my mom at, like, 4 in the morning. She's like, are you good? I was like, yeah. I don't know if I could dedicate my life to that. I'm like, okay, let me call my mom. Talked it through, and I was talking about marketing and stuff. Like, I want to do sports marketing. My mom was like, you're dumb. You can do, like, marketing, regular marketing, and do sports marketing, whatever type of marketing you want. And then I've been going through marketing, and
she has a point there.
I know.
Yeah. You instead of, like, restricting yourself just to sports, you can now do whatever you want within the marketing realm.
I don't think from my point it's peer pressure. It's more just like it's advice. They advise me on stuff, but it's not like pressure. Is whatever gets me to be successful, they're like, that's the path you should go. What's your question, bro? What's your question, bro?
Is that a
you
question?
Need your hearing aids, bro?
Speaking of marketing, we have an ad to run, RG.
Oh, I apologize.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radiant.
So early ago?
Is that a pimple I see, RG?
Where?
On that big...
My lip, right between your eyebrows.
Yeah. Really? Go hit up Forever Radiant to fix your skin.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's the next question.
The next question is student debt worth the potential salary increase that comes with the degree?
Yeah,
it depends on what degree you're doing.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I say mostly like I say like half of them degrees, maybe. I don't think so because you're gonna be paying that off.
I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok, right? All these med students be racking up like 500k in debt.
Yeah, but that's med though. Like they'll eventually pay it off,
and then. And then they switch their major and they still have that debt right there.
Okay.
Like bozos. Okay, cool. That's stupid.
Well, I think in the cases of like law and engineering, if you are taking out like a loan to pursue like a degree like that and you go into a field like that, I think then it's worth it because you know that you're going to be making the money to pay it off and you know that the loans and everything is worth the outcome. But for other degrees, like not everyone is able to afford it, of course, but if you're able, okay, Ty, just go.
No, this is a question to the producer.
Oh, okay.
This is the producer's question.
We can do it.
Do medical doctors need degrees?
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so.
So I want to be treated by someone that doesn't have a degree in that field.
I really hope that my doctor has a degree.
Yeah, me too.
So I really do think that you need degrees.
Yeah. There's some jobs.
Sorry. Duke MC, I just saw that.
Okay. Ajay, what do you think?
Do I answer this already?
I don't know.
I keep getting memory loss, bro. Copy life. Shut up, bro. I didn't ask you, bro.
Drink your fish oils, take your oregano.
I'll be drinking water. Miss Producer, can I see the question one more time?
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. Student that worth the potential salary increase that comes up with a degree. Half the time, bro, because like let's say, for example, as we talked about, medical student, they're gonna eventually down the line almost guarantee pay that off based on the work they're doing. But let's say I pull out like gender studies. I don't think that's a logical degree to have if you're hoping to make money afterward. I mean, if you got a passion for it, good for you, but you're gonna definitely not be able to pay off that debt soon. So. Yeah. Or you could just go gambling and make it back. Okay. Or stripping.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Ty, did you answer?
I think so. Okay. I probably did because I remember ranting about something and then answering the question. Oh yeah, I did answer.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay, my next question is, in an age of influencers, coders, and entrepreneurs making millions without degrees, has college lost its edge?
Basically, RG, let me summarize the question.
No, I just saw it, bro. You can answer your question.
That's basically what the
that's what, yeah, I got you.
Yes, it has, because you know how much people haven't gone to college, you know, made it successful, driving a little Lamborghini around with a BBL gal on one side and a Birkins on the other side, you know. So yeah, college has no aura, but not as much aura.
I feel so, like when we were growing up, we were always told that like, we have to go to college. You got a degree. That's how you like go through life. That's how you're gonna get a job. But I feel like now with degrees just becoming less needed to create something to live off of. Like it's not needed unless you're going into certain fields anymore.
I think it's not good. I don't think college is going to like turn out and be like totally irrelevant or something like that. But I think it's going to kind of the slack that's going to happen from college and like the being too expensive and the jobs aren't paying as much is probably just going to turn over to like trade school or something like that. Like all that slack's going to turn over to the trade schools, all that stuff. We're going to see like a big shift down the line. So yeah, trade schools are probably more logical than most degrees right now. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. What do you think, Ty?
I don't agree.
You don't agree? Can you tell me why?
You got pranked. I agree.
Oh, you agree with me. Thank you. Yes. So you just disagree just to disagree. Okay.
What? No. Okay. That was an accident.
Okay. Okay.
That's why. What? Lord, strike me down. That was an accident. Okay.
I miss General G, man. That was my guy. He would never do that to me.
He's coming back soon.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, he said he's on his flight from Kingston.
Still?
Boy, them immigration at the Piako International, dog. You know, I got a ticket the other day. I literally pulled up because my mom came from Tobago.
Yeah.
She told me to pull up. I was there for 2 minutes. This man was like, hello, good night. Oh, you can't park here. And he just looked at me for like 5 seconds. I'm like, my mom's coming like right now. Right? And he's like, license and registration. I'm like,
shit.
You didn't even tell me to make no rounds. You didn't even tell me to spin. He put his girl probably horned us or something that night.
Okay. Back to the topic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay, mom.
So, RJ, you mentioned trade school, which is really good, because my next question
is... Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
My next question is, how do trade schools, apprenticeships, or self-taught skills compare to college in terms of value and outcome?
I mean, you're both getting skills from both college and trade school. The trade school skills are more hand-on for sure. And then college is more like you're getting like the mental skills, and then you got to go out in the workplace and develop those skills.
I think having a skill that you can like actually perform like a good trade, something like that is very good. Just so you have something else to fall back on and not just like your intellect and like your college degree. Like I think that's something that a lot of people should do is look into like trades as well as getting a degree.
I totally forgot what the question was.
The question is, how do trade schools, apprenticeships, or self-taught skills compare to college in terms of value and outcome?
I think nowadays trade schools are it's like it's trade schools slowly catching up on the more valuable side because no one really wants to learn a trade anymore.
Not a, I think it's growing. It's growing.
I mean, cause no, have you ever heard like anyone say, "Oh, I want to fix toilets"?
But you could be like an electrician and like those plumbers be doing other stuff too. So, and they making money, bro. Like,
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's catching up.
yeah, they don't be saying, I want to fix toilets, but they'd be like, oh, I want to make money. You know, I mean, that's what they be saying.
Yeah, I know. I have a crackhead friend. He's like, yeah, I know you're going to college. I just go and fix some AC there and call out of here. I'm like, okay,
I mean, at least he's doing that, you know what I mean? So. And then I think like for between college and like trade school, there's like I think with college you got like a lot more potential, but like with trade school you're gonna get see like a lot more earnings quicker, you know what I mean? Off the
yeah,
bat. So
I get that.
yeah, I think that's the main difference.
Megan,
Yes.
here's a fun fact.
You what?
Here's a fun fact.
What's a fun fact?
Someone at our school,
Oh.
right? Did the electrical wiring for the White House?
Oh, really?
That's cool.
How do you know this?
I know people.
You know
You know
people.
people. That's so
Yeah.
cool and mysterious. Okay.
I know.
That's cool.
I obviously I can't say names, but
Yeah, obviously.
yeah.
Dang, he's secretive.
Very toxic.
He's secretive.
Wait. General G say he outside, so everyone had first now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Wagwan.
My youth.
Wagwan,
Oh gosh. How was your
Megan,
flight,
what's the
man?
next question?
Next question. Okay, this is question number six, which is my lucky number. What life skills do you think people actually learn in college, and could they be learned elsewhere?
From an intellect like me, I think most the best skill people learn is talking to other people and networking.
I like that. I like that.
Especially in a tight, in tight, closed schools where there's no people at all. You get where I'm coming from, youths.
Not personally. Okay. I hope your flight was bumpy from Kingston, bro.
No, my Jamaican party's full out, dog.
I think some skills that you learn in college that are really good, like skills, is like time management and like independence. And Ty, you also said networking, which I completely agree on. Like, these are very good life skills to learn. However, I don't feel like they have to be learned in college. Like, they can be learned elsewhere. Like, you're not gonna learn these things in college. But I think these are the best life skills that you're gonna get out of it.
I personally don't think you learn life skills in college. You just learn like regular, like not like life skills, but like just major skills like school stuff, core skills, stuff like that.
You don't
think, the life skills you probably learn from, like, let's say you join a club or something like that. I think you will learn life skills from the club you join, working part-time or stuff like that. You really gain those life skills once you go on.
I think you also learn how to deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have you meet all kind of characters from all kind of backgrounds.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
There was this one time, story time.
Okay.
I was in my apartment. But the complex is like a U, right? So yeah. All the college students in one place. This girl, who I despise very much,
oh, no.
was drunk off her mind. She then thought I was recording her, but I wasn't. So she started to chase me right back to my room. I was banging on my door. For 3 hours. 3 hours.
Give up.
This one. Anyway, before I say something, let's move along.
Oh my god. Okay. Did you learn any life skills there?
How to avoid drunk people?
Yeah, in that situation, did you learn any life skills?
I didn't learn a skill. I learned that I have a skill that is just running.
Running.
Yeah. That's the skill I've learned I had.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's very good to go.
I know. I was traumatized. Listen, all this happened because my roommate and this girl went out of time.
Yeah.
So that's why she came across.
Mm-hmm.
She thought I was recording her, but I was checking my reels. She was drunk and she chased me around the place.
Oh, now you know you can run. Now you know you can run.
I mean, it's kind of in my DNA, but.
Okay.
Next question.
No, don't skip it. I got a question for you guys. Oh, okay. Have any of you guys been in like a club in your school, like for your major, stuff like that?
For my major?
Yeah.
No,
not as yet.
Okay. I was trying to see
if I could relate. I just found out there's an investment club like last week.
That's definitely a good one, bro. That's where you get the connections at.
So I might join that one.
You should, bro.
I will. So
that's where you learn the life skills, right, man? You gotta go to like those events, all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next question I have is, does not having a college degree close doors in your career or open new ones?
I wouldn't say it doesn't close doors. It just, there's not much doors to open. You won't have as much doors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I think college just opens more. It gives you like the opportunity to go through more doors instead of just like a trade school.
Exactly.
So yes, it
exactly
is
exactly what I just said. So Megan agrees with me.
Yeah, I agree, but it doesn't have to be like the end all be all. Just because it opens more doors doesn't mean it opens the right door.
Is Rella agreeing today?
Why? No. This is like the one time we agreed all night on. Chill.
What?
Hey. I'm going to say my opinion instead of whatever you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what was I going to say? College closing doors, yada, yada, yada. I don't think like not having a degree opens doors, but what you said earlier just opens a few more doors by having a college. It's not like be all or end all. It depends on your degree though, but.
Yeah, it does depend on
your degree. It's not the be all or end all for most degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're going down those degrees that would need the college degree, then you're most likely not going to just drop out that degree because, you know, it's kind of crucial to your success. So
yeah. Wait, do we all agree on this?
Surprisingly, yes. Yeah, unfortunately, bro.
Listen, yes, unfortunately, because Mr. and Mrs. Producer said fight each other. Right? So we have to disagree on everything.
After bro. Yeah, oh yeah. Gosh. Whoever fights the most gets the sponsorship. That's what I've been told.
Which is me.
Oh, I think so. Okay. Let's see who fights on the next question. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, would you trust someone without a degree to do your taxes, fix your car, or even run a business you work for? Or does that piece of paper still matter to you?
For taxes, definitely not. I'd go straight to jail. The IRS would not let any of that stuff slide. For cars, there's a lot of mechanics who don't have degrees and they're pretty good at what they do, so for sure. And what was the last one?
Running a business.
Running the business? I mean,
nah, I mean,
I feel like
that
a
one involves
people without degrees are like can be really hard workers, so.
Yeah, I feel like in the business field, you learn a lot of the work while you're working and not like in school.
But you also don't want to learn as you go. You just want
Yeah,
to
no.
before you F up your place, right?
Yeah, but learning and when you're doing it in the moment is like better and you catch on easier. You understand it more than just like learning about it in like classroom.
True, but let's say you
My
get to the
head
classroom and then to the
too big for this.
workplace.
So
So
must
it's
be
pain. Oh my eyes. Oh my God.
sometimes experience can go over education, but I feel like in this case, and when it comes to running a business, yes. I don't even want to know.
RJ, I'm going to uppercut you to the ground when I see you. Like Superman.
Oh
Right?
Yeah.
we went from verbal to physical threats.
Exactly.
What
Okay,
was I talking about?
fight.
What was the last one?
The last one?
Yeah, the last part, like
Oh.
taxes, car, and then it was business, right?
It was, or does that piece of paper still matter to you?
I
Like,
mean, for sure. Yeah, I'd say for sure. Yeah.
yeah.
Because you don't want someone who has like a chance of being like 50-50 unqualified to do something, and you're just like, oh, his degree is
I think
ChatGPT, bro. Like, I don't know
if it's a
this.
doctor, I want to
Like
see.
yours, right, RJ?
No, it is not.
And my
Thank
gun.
thankfully.
What?
What?
I didn't. I'm
What?
kind of
What?
deaf. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to move on to the next question.
Oh my goodness, that's the wave, that's the wave they give you when you're walking by on a jog.
You know, RJ, you know how many girls do that? Oh my God, ew.
Ew.
He's so not T.
Ew.
Okay, guys, we're gonna move on to the next question.
Oh my
I'm not,
goodness.
okay. What industries still absolutely require college, and which ones are moving away from that model?
I think any medical industry requires college.
Yes,
Yeah,
I
that's the
agree.
one. No,
I agree.
hopefully, hopefully.
you yeah, hear that, Miss Producer, with that question. They asked me earlier.
I think that like things like social media or like not social media, more like content creation, those things, I feel like right now it's so such a needed job that it's I feel like a college degree just isn't required for something like that
Yeah,
anymore.
just some, if you want to do social media, you could get a degree, just go stream at
Yeah.
university. Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure that's viable for most people, but it's definitely like an option. I'd say even like finance, because like a lot of like the lower finance jobs are kind of being like filtered out by AI, bro. AI is just blowing up right now and it's terrifying. You're gonna take over. That's why I always say thank you to ChatGPT when I'm making creations for
Yes, you always help. Thank you.
yeah.
But that's another reason
What was
that
that eye roll, bro?
What?
What was that
Sorry.
eye roll, bro? I
I don't
saw
know.
all of
I
that. We have
don't
the
know
same
what
screen.
you're
We have
talking
the same screen, dude. It's not like you're wearing sunglasses.
Is he gonna get sunglasses?
Yeah, you know,
Oh
okay,
my
I got
God.
you. And he's gonna roll his eyes and I can't see it, so good for him, bro.
Ha
Good for him.
ha.
Good for
And I
him.
could still see that. Nothing.
What's the next question, bro?
Okay, this is my last question. Yeah. Is if you could reimagine the future of education for Gen Z, what would it look like?
The future.
I would keep like all the basic classes or whatever and stuff like that, but I definitely like put more encouragement on like extracurricular activities that are like towards what you want, rather than just being like, oh, it's just an option, you can put it in the back there. So people can specialize on what they want earlier, rather than just like, oh, I don't know what I want to do, yada, 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 so they can play around a bit more. Because I remember back in high school, it wasn't really like pushed towards me for like extracurricular stuff. So I didn't really have like I was doing sports and stuff, but it was like no other like other stuff outside of sports that they were pushing towards you for extracurricular. It kind of had to like, if you would kind of have to find that outside of school and then try to find it in school once you found outside. So
I would put more real life situations in a curriculum. Mm-hmm. How to do your taxes. Megan, do you know how to do your taxes?
No, I do not.
Right, exactly. So we need to put learning how to do taxes in a curriculum somewhere.
Yeah, you go to H&R Block. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that
pay a mortgage too.
Schools could use more like flexibility when it comes to students like needing to work or needing to do something outside of school. I feel like it's just a little too strict. Like these kids are trying to advance their careers, and yes, they're in school while they're doing it, but they're still trying to advance their careers. But and then I also think that it should be more affordable overall, because everybody deserves equal access to education and to be able to pursue a career. And then another thing is, I think we just need a bigger focus on mental health and what like large amounts of stress can do to a person, like, especially in school, especially young adults going through a lot of life changes. I think mental health support is something that should definitely be looked at more.
That's cool. I think definitely the affordability part, because like, I think there's got to be like a better way to manage it, man. Like those, I'm looking at all those student like debt cases, and they're like hella, like people got like 2x the student debt down the line due to interest. And it's like, I guess they don't really give you a lot of
loans. The balance is not good.
They don't give you a lot of like, if you don't have anybody around you, it's going to double up, because they don't really give you a lot of advice on how to manage it once you're out. So.
Mm-hmm, they don't.
Yeah, that's my take. What about you, Beard?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I blanked out again.
Oh my god.
So you might have to run.
Oh my god.
One more time.
If you could reimagine the future of education for Gen Z, what would it look like?
Bro, I just said put taxes in the curriculum. That's not
Oh yeah, he did say all that.
He
just, okay, yeah, I got you.
You just blacked out what RJ said.
Yeah, because I just started yapping and I just got
okay, yeah, I'll never talk again, bro. Don't worry, I'll just say what's it called? Brain rot, bro. It's fine, don't worry.
Anyway. Was that the final question, Miss
Maggie? Yes, that was the final question.
And we got an extra question too.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah, top destinations. Yeah. What's y'all's top destination in the near future that you're thinking of? Like, if you go anywhere.
Final destination.
What are you talking about?
No pennies. Okay. No, like, where would you want to go on a trip?
You're stupid, bro.
I don't know.
Maybe you don't know. You don't have like a dream destination, bro. Like let's say Mr. Beast like walked up next to me. He's like, "Hey, where do you want to go? Any country, man? Any country?"
Probably Japan.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
Japan is fire.
Mm-hmm. That's basically though.
Yeah, Japan is pretty cool. Roger will probably go to a retirement home, and Megan will go to a psych ward.
What? No, I'm going to Scotland.
You go to a barbershop, bro.
I'm actually going one tomorrow. See, I could grow back. Maybe we're filming
today. Why didn't you get it done today?
Dang.
Because, you know.
Dang, she called you out. That's crazy.
I was working. I got bills to pay. I'm doing this podcast because I'm so broke. So subscribe and like on everything, all platforms and that.
Yes. Right? Like and subscribe on everything.
General G's Jamaican parties that fell out.
Okay. Megan, what's your destination, bro?
Mine is Scotland. I went there once.
Scotland?
Yeah. Okay.
Why Scotland? Isn't it just cold and barren over there?
No, it's really pretty. I really like it.
Okay, my bad. Hopefully,
yeah, because it just hills and it's cold.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's probably like the Welsh area.
There's a lot of like really old castles, and they do a lot of like tours and walkthroughs. I went into one of the dungeons, and they still had the torture equipment that they used to use. So that was really cool.
Interesting. Amen.
Yes, that's correct.
I wish this wasn't a PG podcast. Anyway. RJ, wrap it up
here. My one, probably New Zealand. Cause like, New Zealand? Okay. Yeah, because have you seen like every movie uses like a part of New Zealand just for like a really scenic part of their movie? And it's like beautiful over there, man. I'll never go to Australia though, because Australia.
Please.
No, it's not, because New Zealand has like less dangerous stuff. And like Australia, just like there's so many dangerous animals.
Bro, imagine getting jumped by a kangaroo.
You got like the spiders as big as like my laptop.
No.
Like I'm not going there.
Imagine getting jumped by a kangaroo.
That would suck, dude.
No. Okay, guys.
I think it's time
to wrap up.
It's Friday night. I have to go out.
Thank y'all so much for pulling up once again from wherever you guys are. If you liked it, tell your friends. If you don't, please tell your enemies. Mm-hmm. Remember to subscribe to the Z Views podcast on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, and check us out on magictv.com. See you next week. I'm RJ.
I'm Ty.
I'm Megan.
Subscribe. Bye.
Oh, God.